Today was a very special show. We had our good friend Michelle Weisheim, who's Mrs. Racine County, United States. And she's going to be telling us about an upcoming event that's coming up this Saturday, in fact, where I'm going to be emceeing the Kenya Fun Fest. So make sure you'll watch this entire episode with Michelle Weisheim on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
I'm Skylar Witte, Miss Wisconsin USA 2017, and you are watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Let's welcome your host, Tim Kretschmann.
It's true! We are live! Hello, everybody. Wave, Michelle. There we go. We are live, and for once, instead of being on Skype, we're here in the same room, so that's pretty exciting. So glad that you could come out tonight. Now, we're going to be doing a live show, everybody. And what I want to direct you to is if you are watching us on the Pageant Cast live page or at our YouTube, you can join in with our chat room. And do you want to say hi to the chat room?
Hello, chat room, and hi, Mom.
There you go. Yeah, fantastic. So if you want to interact with the show at any time, we are watching that chat room, so you'll know you're in the right spot. So, Mom, don't go anywhere. You're in the right spot. Fantastic. So we want to thank everybody for coming out. We're going to be starting with the live show here in just a second. So get ready for the excitement and the pageantry.
I'm excited.
Yes. Okay. Here we go. You're watching the Pageant Cast. I'm your host, Tim Kretschmann. So pleased that you could join us. We have a fantastic program. As you can see, she's actually in the studio with us tonight. We have Michelle Weisheim. She's Mrs. Racine County, United States. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
It's fantastic to get to see you here. And, you know, usually I start all of my interviews by asking, where are you calling tonight? I don't have to do that.
No, not today.
Because I can, watch this. Watch, everybody. See? See? I can touch her on the nose. See? Okay. So
I am here.
Yeah, we didn't have to coordinate that or anything with people all across country. So that's fantastic. We're so pleased. Of course, Michelle, you're a dear friend, so we're happy to have you on the program. Welcome back.
Now, thank you.
Tonight, you want to talk about a very special event. So let's kind of set this up. First of all, this is to benefit Infinitely More. What is Infinitely More?
Infinitely More is a very unique nonprofit organization that I work with. We have built several schools, feeding centers. We're sponsoring girls to finish their high school education. And we are currently right now building a pregnancy crisis center that's providing a safe environment for young girls that are pregnant, but not by choice.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about, I don't know much about what's going on in Kenya. What's going on in Kenya?
Well, there's a couple things going on right now. We are in the midst of building the pregnancy crisis center, and we're building a wall around it. That is a typical thing that they do in Kenya, Africa. It's actually just to protect the building itself. We have some more...
Well, they have different types of wildlife. Here, we would have a raccoon gets into something, and that's a minor annoyance. Over there, it could be a tiger or a lion or something like that. So you got to be a little more cautious, right?
That's correct. And the house is actually going to hold about 10 to 16 girls. It's going to provide, like I said, a safe environment for them. It's going to continue their education. They're going to learn some trades so that way they can have their own businesses and continue to live a normal life.
Okay. So, all right, this is the backdrop for everything that's going on.
And super amazing.
So, what are we actually going to be doing there?
At the Pregnancy Crisis Center?
I'm sorry, at the event. I jumped. I jumped ahead.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We are hosting our sixth annual run and walk at South Shore Park in Bayview on October 14th from 8 to noon. For the exact address, you can look at our website, which is familyfestforkenya.com.
That's a good-looking guy right there.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, just letting you know.
And the proceeds are actually going to be going to finishing the Pregnancy Crisis Center. And we've also partnered up with a local house that provides a safe environment here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I say Milwaukee, Wisconsin because I'm not sure where everybody is watching from.
Right.
And that's the Sojourner Truth House. And that does the same thing that we're trying to accomplish in Kenya. It's doing it here in Milwaukee.
Okay. So that's pretty exciting. I, of course, was there last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually, when you told me about it initially, I was like, okay, what is this thing going to be? Kind of like every time you actually come to me with
I get some crazy ideas.
I always go, what am I walking myself into? It turns out to be a much bigger thing than I thought it was going to be. There were a ton of people there for the run alone. Okay. About the run. Also, there was just a lot of vendors. There were a lot of suppliers there. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Michelle?
Well, there's actually a local market there. There's a couple of beer gardens down by the lake. Honestly, I'm not sure how many vendors are going to be there because it's mid-October, but we will be providing Ethiopian food if somebody would be willing to try something new that they've never had before. So we do have an Ethiopian company coming to cater our event.
Try to say that three times fast, right? Well, okay. Now, of course, there's a lot of things to do there. What are the top 7 reasons people should come to the Family Fest for Kenya?
Well, Wisconsin is not going to stay warm much longer. We've been very, very lucky.
Oh, have we ever.
Let's go and enjoy that weather before we end up putting our coats and snow pants on. Walking, it's so important that we exercise. And while we're exercising, we're going to be able to save lives. Silent auction items. The founder of Infinitely More does an amazing job with the silent auction items. We are going to have an awesome MC there that you will not want to miss. We also will have Carrie there, who is the founder. She'll be able to answer questions. I'll be there. I'll be able to answer some questions as well.
I have to show something, everybody. I have to show you this. This was in a basket I received. Let me see if I can.
I don't know if you can see it.
I don't know if it's going to work. Let's see.
Oh, there you go.
All right, I got that in a basket, and I of course I couldn't say no. It's fantastic, and I had a great time emceeing last year out there. It's a really fun, and it is a very family event. A lot of times people say, "Oh, it's a family event." Have you ever looked at the kids at those events? They're like this, waiting for something to happen. Plenty of activities for them. There's a playground right there.
There's a huge playground. My children absolutely adore it. There is areas that they can just run and be free. They can be as silly as kids want to be.
Well, I noticed you kind of looked at me when you said that. I'm a little offended.
Sorry.
Just so you know. Just so you know. A little upset. So, great time coming up. And you can find out more about it. Let me see if I have it here. You can find out. There it goes. You can find out more about it at the website. And the website, by the way, looks awesome.
Isn't that
cool? I really like it. So what is that website?
It is familyfestforkenya.com.
Okay. Now, when people get there, is that where they can do stuff like set themselves up for the run, or do they have to call a number or send
an email? Nope, everything is right there. There's one link that you can follow, very easy to navigate. And if you can't make it to the run and walk and you want to be able to help, there's also a link that we can contact you if you want to volunteer your time or if you wanted to make a donation as well.
Oh, fantastic. That is great. Now, of course, to learn more about Infinitely More, that was an awkward sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Infinitely More.
Yeah. Then you can go to their website. Now, there isn't as much on there yet. By Infinitely More Life www.pageantcast.org.
Yes.
.org. So you can check that out as well. But right now we're talking about the Family Fest. Now, see, this was a thing. When I was emceeing last year, I couldn't remember that it was just Family Fest. So it was what? Friendly Family Festival. I called it Fantastic Family Fest. Family something.
It's a hard one to remember.
Yeah, I had no idea. So this year, somebody is going to write the name of the event on the back of my hat.
I promise I'll do that for you, because if I can remember it, you can remember it.
We're going to have to do something, because that was kind of pathetic after a while.
You made everybody laugh. That's all that counts.
Well, that's what happens just when I show up, because they go, look, a clown. Right. Now, if you're not in Milwaukee, because it would be a heck of a trek to get out here. We have people that watch actually all over the world. We have a good following in the UK. Hi, everybody. Across the pond. How can somebody from far away take part in the Family Fun Friendly Fest for Kenya?
Well, they can go to the Family Fest for Kenya, and I actually got it right after you're trying to trip me up there.
Yeah.
They can go to FamilyFestForKenya.com. And like I said, they can pull up the website. There's ways that they can help there, as little of a donation or any different ways of volunteering that they can do.
Now, I'm looking at some of the documents on this, and it says there's props, food, and demos. Now, food demos, are we going to be able to demonstrate eating food at this event?
You know, that might have to be a surprise that you might have to come out and see.
Okay.
I can't quite tell. I do have some surprises to share with you, but not all of them.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. So let's change the subject. We'll come back to this.
Okay.
We'll come back. Don't you worry. But I want to talk to you a little bit about your path as a pageant title holder. So something I always ask about, and I think I've asked you about this before, but we're going to do this as I like to. Let's talk about your pageantcedents. So what are some of your past pageant experiences?
Well, I have competed in the Miss America organization when I was young, and it was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. And then I got married, and I have a lovely husband and wonderful children, and I thought that I couldn't compete in pageants anymore. So then I started the Mrs. Wisconsin United States organization, which has been an absolute blessing in our lives, not only for me to learn more of who I am, but also to show my daughters that helping is so important. It's so important to volunteer and help others.
Fantastic. Now, you said this is when you were young that you started, so that's a very, very long time ago.
Then. Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. We will not age anything.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, what is your favorite phase of competition? When you go to compete, what is your favorite phase?
I have to say swim. Swim is my favorite. And I know it's not a lot of other people's favorite, but it just gives you a chance to show how well you take care of your body. You have one body and one body only, and why not take care of it?
Okay. I knew it wasn't going to be interview.
No.
Because you switched the program about interview.
No, that's it. Interview is a very important part of a pageant.
It is.
But I like to be on stage.
Okay. Well, that's great. Now, one of the things, and this is why it kind of blows me away that you're not just a huge fan of interview, is you work so hard. You work so hard at all of your charity events, particularly Infinitely More.
Yeah.
So it's like, geez, why? But you do have a lot to talk about. So here we are. We have all these people watching. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what is some of the things that you've done this year in your year of service here?
This year, I think, has by far been the most fun and crazy year that I have had. I try to schedule appearances and volunteering as much as physically possible. And not only do I volunteer alone, but I really have our girls come with us. And my husband likes to volunteer as much as I do. So we have been from volunteering to special needs, to veterans, to school things, used shoe collection, which is consuming my garage. And again, I'm very sorry, Bob, it's almost done, I promise. School supplies is another one. I'm working with some other organizations too, because I really think that's important that we help others.
I love school supply runs because it's my opportunity to go and buy school supplies. Mm-hmm. I have so many uses for pencil cases, I can't even tell you. I organize everything in this house is Walmart pencil cases.
Yes.
It's scary. Oh, I don't know why I went off on that.
That's okay. That's all right.
We're having a good time tonight. I do want to remind everybody that the chat room is open if you have questions to go ahead and start peppering them in there. We're going to get to those as soon as we can. So what type of appearances have you had? What have been some of your favorites there?
My husband and I were asked to do a special needs prom in my hometown of Waterford, Wisconsin. And that was just an amazing event. Being able to make that day special for them was so much fun. The energy in that room was just contagious. Hugs, jumping around. Even Bob got out there and he was busting a move on the dance floor. That was a definite event that definitely touched my heart.
That's fantastic. You know, I decide, you know, as an MC, I should probably come up with a skill to do there. I just thought of something. Watch that. You're going to be impressed.
All right.
Let's change the camera. There we go. See that, everybody? It's a quarter. Watch this. I'm going to make the quarter disappear. You ready?
Very good magic trick. Very good. Very good.
I know you're impressed.
I think you broke my toe, though. Just saying.
Honestly, the shocking part about that magic trick, I dropped a quarter and I didn't immediately go fetch it.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
It's got to be a first for me. All right, okay. So let's get back to business. Okay. Enough of this frivolity.
All right.
My goodness. Okay, so where can we find out more, once again, about the...
Picture.
The family... You know who the other gentleman is?
He was the DJ last year.
Yeah, he was the DJ. He was rocking the place.
He did a good job.
It was crazy. He was really good. He had like 5 million different songs there.
Yeah, he did.
He was changing them all the time. It was great. So, the Family Fest for Kenya. See, I can read it. Yeah. Then I get it right.
Maybe I'll print it out for you, Tim, and I'll hold it up.
Yeah, we both know that'll last about 20 seconds. So they can go to familyfestforkenya.com. As seen on the Morning Blend.
Yes, as seen on the Morning Blend,
everybody. You can go to their website and see that interview as well. Let's see. And then we have, okay, come on, infinitelymorelife.org, where you can find out more as well. But we're really telling everybody, get to that Family Fest for Kenya. And the date again?
Is October 14th from 8 to noon.
Now, wait a minute, Michelle. Wait a minute. That's very soon.
Yes.
So we should mark that on our calendars.
Right now.
Okay.
And can I tell you guys a little surprise? So right now it is $35 to register. On Friday, we are having a buy one, get one free sale.
BOGO.
So, yeah, BOGO.
BOGO.
So you can go ahead and register on Friday. That way you can register yourself and make a friend come with you and get some exercise too.
Absolutely. That is fantastic. And let me tell you, if you get there a little bit early, this is not a problem at this particular run because there's plenty to do. It's crazy. And there will be great tunes, you know. Mm-hmm. So. Good times. Excellent emceeing, I hear.
Yes.
That's guaranteed. So it'll be a really good time.
It will. It'll
fantastic.
Be a very good time.
So tell us a little bit about it one more time while I try to find that button right there. There we go.
Well, Well, we're doing our run and walk at South Shore Park on October 14th from 8 to noon. You can look for the exact address at familyfestforkenya.com. There will be silent auction items. There will be Ethiopian food to try. Getting some exercise is really important. Enjoying that weather before it turns to negative 30. And one more surprise. Anybody that brings a used pair of shoes will get 10% off a handmade pair of sandals that are brought back from Kenya.
Wow. Now, one piece of advice, everybody. Bring a different used pair of shoes. Don't just take them off of your feet.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest walking around barefoot, just in case.
Or doing the run barefoot. That's probably not a good idea.
And I bet you Bob is so excited to hear that, because that means I'm going to have more shoes in my garage.
I heard just the other day, he called me up and said, the thing that he wants more than anything is more shoes in his house. I heard about that. So actually, I think everybody out there should grab 30, 40 pairs. Bring them on out and help out all the folks out in Kenya. Well, Shell, it's been great.
Thank you
very
much.
It's been great. I think we had a lot of fun.
We always have fun.
Yeah.
Anything's fun with you, too.
When we get off the air, we have a lot more fun because we can say all the things that, I can't believe you said that to me. Yeah. That's the first thing that's going to, I'm going to turn off all the streams. First thing I'm going to get is Michelle saying,
Why did you say that?
And here, I will reenact for you now. This will be my response, right? Okay, let's get on.
Yeah.
Right? That is pretty good. Yeah. I'm so bad. I'm not a good friend.
That's okay. Everybody has to have that friend.
I'm that friend, yes. So, everybody, make sure you come on out. It is on a Saturday, so you can't say, oh, I'm working. It's on a Saturday morning. It's October 14th. Mm-hmm. And I promise I'll remember to come. It starts at
8 a.m.
Now, when does the run begin?
8 a.m.
Right,
so you
at want the to be beginning. There a few minutes I thought early it was
register.
A little bit later last
as far
year.
As I know, it's 8 a.m.
Okay. So make sure you get out there, and then you're going to run
or walk
with your shoes. Once you're done, go ahead and give away the shoes. And, we're getting some activity in the chat room. Should we go to the chat room?
Let's go to the chat room.
Let's go to the chat room. Now I have to find a button. And that's this one right here. Come on. There, questions from the chat room. Mm-hmm. Isn't that exciting? All right. So, we are now going to the chat room live. There it is. Okay. So, the question is, will there be articles there to buy that are made by the Kenyan ladies?
Absolutely. Carrie does a fantastic job with bringing a lot of items that are made from the women that will be eventually living in our pregnancy crisis center. Also, the schools that we talked about earlier, those people are, we're helping those people so they can have training, so that way they can make businesses for themselves. So she does a fantastic job bringing those items back to Kenya, back to us, and 100% of the proceeds go back to Kenya.
That's fantastic. So thank you very much for the question in the chat room. So thank you everybody that turned out tonight, and those of you that are going to watch this later on. We're also on Facebook Live, and I'm getting notifications that there's a lot of activity out there, but I can't open up that window without causing all sorts of noise.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me try.
Why not?
We're going to try it.
This
is live, everybody. We're live, so if there's a problem, we'll blame somebody else, but looks like not a whole lot going on in the chat room. So, but there's a bunch more people watching there. So, hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
And they'll see that in about 30 seconds. That's how this works, because it's definitely afraid I'm going to say a swear word. So, which, I wouldn't do by you because you will the elbow, and I don't move that fast. I don't have good lateral action. So, all right. The show went to a strange place. So
it always does.
It does.
It makes it fun to watch, though.
But we are going to go now to what is considered the best part of the show by many. It's time to see your best pageant wave. Now, luckily, you know I'm very non-judgmental. You know that. I never judge people. So I am going to judge your pageant wave.
All right.
Okay, so... You, I'm setting the scene. You are on the back of a car.
What kind of car?
It's a Miata.
Okay.
Okay. It's cherry red, six cylinder. And you're driving, see, this is important to you.
It is.
Just realized this.
It is. Cars are a big part of our family.
Okay. So you're on the back of this car. And you know what? And Bobby's driving.
Okay.
So you're not holding on for dear life, but you're certainly not going 2 miles an hour. So there are people on both sides of the street.
Okay.
Very important. Hey! Okay. You're going to be waving to them both. So let's see your pageant wave. Nice lateral action. Now she's only using one hand. She's one-handing it.
I am.
Is that so you hold the other hand in reserve?
So I hold my hand on the seat so I don't fall out.
So you don't fall out. Well, yeah, Bobby's driving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably a good safety tip, everybody, when you're on the back of a car that is driven by her husband. Yeah, you should hold on tight. So... Have a great time in your parade. Well, thank you very much. That was a good... That actually was a good pageant wave. I was happy with that.
Thank you.
Instead of the flutter. That one there? I don't like that one.
No.
And the one that's too regal, the regal beagle thing? I don't like that. I don't like that. It doesn't even look real. So, good job on that. Any last things that you want to tell our viewers and listeners?
Just to answer a question.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to the chat room. Let's see.
I saw one of the questions.
There we go.
No, you do not have to enter the run and walk. You can feel free to come and do the fun things that we have and do not feel as if you have to run and walk by any means.
I personally never run. Ever. Unless, like, there's a bear chasing me. And then I'm just as likely to turn around and tell off the bear. I try reasoning with them first, you know.
Give
but
a chance.
That barely ever works. Oh! That was horrible. All right. That's
yes, it was.
That was probably the worst ever.
Pretty
that
close.
Was up there. That was top 10 worst. All right. God. All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in and Tierra Dreams.
Good night.
All right.
Join the Facebook group that's taking Facebook by storm, the Great Lakes Pageant Scene. It's a forum for pageants held in states bordering the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and even into the province of Ontario. This is no void forum. We don't allow bashing, but we do allow great pageant results, pageant contestant and title holder appearance announcements, photos, videos, podcasts, and articles. That's the Great Lakes Pageant Scene on Facebook.
Hello, Pageant Cast viewers. Happy Halloween! Would you like to be on the pageantcast.com? Well, it's easy! All you have to do is send your picture or video of yourself this Halloween tumbleweed in your great costume. And we'll put it on our website. Just send it to submit@pageantcast.com. That's submit@pageantcast.com.